Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. Tonight's show is dedicated to the goddess within you and helping you shine. We have prepared an entire hour of empowerment that is just for you. You'll be on a spiritual journey to explore, to express, to embody the goddess power within you. So you are inherently powerful, but the outer world can easily bring you down. A breakup, a dead-end job, an unsupportive person, or an abusive partner can make you feel less than worthy. When circumstances are overwhelming, you can start to feel lost, exhausted, hopeless. This is normal, and it can happen to the strongest people. What's not normal is when we relinquish our power to our problems, giving them control over us. After that happens what is becoming difficult to understand, because it's not easy to get back in the same position and regain control. So sort of falling victim to our circumstances means that we become blind to our purpose. It's so much easier to lose our power than to gain our power. But there are so many ways to reawaken your inner force. And my special guest tonight is here to teach you the most effective exercises for mental and emotional strength. So now is the time to be strong again. It's interesting that our true force can be discovered until it's been put through the test. The more you overcome, the stronger you become. And some people say, no, I'm weak, I'm damaged because I've been through so much. And as a person who's been through a lot, I can tell you that's not true. The opposite is true. The more challenges you defeat, the more you exercise your power. My special guest tonight will help you harness your strength and increase your power. She's no one else other than the incredible Abiola Abrams, a transformational coach, a speaker, a best-selling author, a Hay House author, a media personality. She empowers big vision women, find freedom from their personal fears, manifest authentic power, and align with purpose. I will tell you a little bit about Abiola, and then I'll invite her to the show. She's the author of three books, including the Hay House book, African Goddess Initiative, Sacred Rituals for Self-Love, Prosperity and Joy. Her newest meditation program is called Enter the Goddess Temple. In addition to her online group coaching program and courses, she has given motivational advice on networks like CB, BET, Discover Channel, MTV, BBC, and she has given advice to publication from Daily On, Match.com, Essence Magazine. She also leads transformational workshop from London to Bahamas, speaks to organizations, schools from Dropbox to Cornell University. She creates spiritual retreats from Bali to Belize. This amazing woman, award-winning motivational speaker, transformational author, and advice columnist, is passionate about, you know, changing women consciousness. And she has empowered women all over the globe, including through her amazing, empowering book, The Sacred Bombshell Handbook of Self-Love. So her inspirational affirmation deck include the Sacred Self-Love Journal cards, African Goddess Affirmation cards, and the Women Manifesting Fertility Goddess card. How amazing is this? She has a BA in Sociology, Creative Writing from Sarah Lawrence, MFA from Vermont College of Fine Arts in Women's Media and Storytelling. She has a coach certification, Neuro-Linguistic Programming from American Union and NLF. Her practicing include teaching, mindfulness, emotional freedom technique, intuitive mindset reprogramming, and she's just amazing, amazing. She's committed to using her gifts to inspire, to uplift, to transform, and to change the life of everybody out there who's looking for inspiration. And my beautiful Abiola, welcome to the show. I'm so grateful that you took the time to be with me tonight, and we are all of us honored to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Goddess Carmen. My heart is so full, and I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm honored to be in your presence.
My beautiful Abiola, my Goddess Abiola, you know, your work empowers women, and in this work of inspiring and empowering women is nothing short of inspiring. I like to ask you some questions because I know how significant it is to tell our audience something about your incredible work. And I'm going to start by asking you, what inspires you to work with empowering women? What is the inspiration behind this extraordinary idea?
Well, one of the things that you said, Goddess Carmen, in your introduction was very powerful. You said that some people feel like, oh my goodness, I've been through so much,
right,
and I'm broken or I'm beaten down or, you know, but it's the opposite. And it was the opposite for me, mm-hmm, with everything that I experienced. You know, from I'm the first person in my family born in the United States, so I have, mm-hmm, an immigrant background,
right,
like you. And when I was growing up in the neighborhood that I grew up in, they did not want any immigrants in that neighborhood. And so my family and I were bullied. We were told on a daily basis, go back to your country. And it was very, very difficult for me as a young person, you know. And so from dealing with that,
right,
And you know, with my, mm-hmm, my young mind, you know, and also,
right,
just dealing with, you know, my parents are still together and they're amazing, amazing people. But during the time I was growing up, their relationship was very on and off and on and off and a lot of problems.
Right.
And so for me, you know, being able to transmute and overcome those experiences, I had a divorce very early. I married my college sweetheart and it all, you know, fell apart, you know, because I didn't have healthy relationship tools. And so,
right,
from healing from all of the things that I've experienced, instead of, like you said, it didn't make me weaker, it made me stronger.
It made you stronger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And so once I learned how to, instead of looking outside for validation, realizing that it was all within and tapping the power,
right,
within, awakening the power within. As,
right,
you know, when you have that, you want to share it. You want to spread it. You want to help other people. You want to say, hey, come on, everybody, wake up. Things can be better. And so that,
yes,
is what motivates and inspires me.
So I want to tell you, Abiola, my belief is that we are more powerful than any adversities. We,
yes,
are more powerful under pressure. We can never lose our power. The power is already within ourselves. We just have to wake up that power. And the power is more than we can even imagine. So if we think this way, then it's pretty incredible what we can achieve. And that's what happened to you. I think this was your journey. You were supposed to go through whatever you had to go through in order to awaken in that power that God is within you, that had something extraordinary, had a message. And you became inspiration to so many other women out there through, and then your work came, you know, to life. It's pretty incredible. Was there a woman in particular inspiring you? Because I know in my case, my grandmother inspired me, who lived 103 years old. And she didn't even know how to write. But the strength of that woman and her philosophy of life, you know, I even wrote about her in Huffington Post at some point. I wrote an article that had millions of shares, you know, because of the wisdom that an old woman knew how to spread, you know. And was there a woman in your case inspiring you like that?
Absolutely. It was really, this is such an important conversation, you know, because for me, one of the inspirations that we have is looking back at our ancestors. And in addition to the wonderful women, you know, that I was raised around, you know, my mother, my Aunt Sylvie, you know, my Aunt Wendy, all of these powerful women. Yes. My great-grandmother, who I met when I was very young, she lived to be 100 years old, and it was her legacy that inspired me. She never came to the United States, so we didn't spend a lot of time together. I only knew her when I was, you know, a toddler, but the stories of her and her energy and how she was spiritually gifted. She was a midwife. She helped women to give birth to their babies. And she was a community leader. And I very much feel like she is whispering in my heart and whispering, you know, my spirit. And she was one of the people who helped to raise my mother. And she was called Ma. She was called Ma. And the beautiful thing is that once I started to get to know the African goddesses, there is a goddess specifically named Ma. We know that Ma is the sound of mother, the sound of earth, the sound of calling for
right.
You know, and she was all of that to her community. Everyone knew her.
Right.
Everyone loved her. And here's one of the most powerful lessons that I learned from her, Goddess Carmen. She was terrified of her spiritual gifts. She didn't want her spiritual gifts because they scared her. And what she was too afraid to step into, even being a midwife, even being a healer, even being a fertility healer and all of those things, what she was afraid to step into, me and others of my sister, my cousins, other people in our generation, you know, that it has been passed down to us. And the divine said, okay, you know, here are Ma's gifts. Now it's your turn. You go forward and you bring this beautiful healing into the world. And so I learned from her that, you know, we are powerful beyond measure. And it requires us awakening and opening our heart and opening our soul to our truth, to who we really are, you know, instead of looking at the outside that's always going to tell us, you know, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too light, you're too dark, all of those things, you're too poor. Like, there's always going to be a negative voice from the outside, but you turn your light on from the inside. You empower yourself from the inside to know that you are divine and you are powerful beyond measure. Powerful beyond measure.
Exactly. And I want to tell you, Abiola, we have a lot of people calling in. There's Kim from Florida, Leilani from California, Patty from New York, then also Delani from Los Angeles. There's so many. I don't think we have enough phone lines how many people are calling. But you guys, hold on the line. Abiola and myself will be with you in a second. And feel free to ask questions to Abiola. She's just extraordinary. I'm going to continue one more question, and then we're going to go to the calls. Tell us a little bit about your new project, African Goddess Rising Card, Oracle Cards, that it has been published by Hay House. And how can we find those cards? And just guide us a little bit through where people can get everything you are, you created. So give us a little bit of an indication how to get a hold of you and where to get the cards.
Yes. So I just pulled three cards, Goddess Carmen, from the African Goddess Rising Hay House deck for the audience. So this is a reading for us as a group. I find that, you know, it's very powerful. The people who assemble are usually have so much in common. It's not by accident. And so here's
right.
the reading.
Amazing. Yes.
With here. So I pulled Goddess Iset, who you may know as Isis. Isis was her Greek name. Iset was her original name. I pulled Iset,
right.
who represents surrender in this deck. I pulled Goddess
right.
Oshun, who is the Yoruba Orisha of fearless love. And I pulled a goddess called Mama Jambo, who represents shine. And so my reading for those of us who are here on this call at this moment is that you are being called forward to shine at this moment. You are being called forward to put your voice in the world. You are being called forward, and it could be, you know, something as it could be your church or your synagogue. It could be within your household.
Right.
It could be within your community or on bigger stages, but your voice is needed. Your voice is needed, and you are feeling blocked because and feeling stuck because you feel like the need to control it, to control
right.
how you be forward, control all of those things. But surrender is the message. Let go of the reins. There's no need for you to try to control things. Instead, tap into your divine feminine and magnetize toward you. Pull toward you, by you loving yourself, all of the opportunities, all of the things that you are working, you're efforting to do. Put your voice in the world. Your story matters. You matter, and you are being called forward to this purpose. And so this deck, as you said, African Goddess Rising, is partnered with a book. There's a book named African Goddess Initiation, and the two of them work together. And this project was given to me by my ancestors. They said, I thought I was going to be doing something next, Goddess Carmen.
I wanted
to do something next. There was another project they had. They said, no. This is it. And
this
when divine
yes.
guidance tells you, you have to move because the other things you're
right.
doing are not going to work out.
Exactly.
Because they want you, you know, so.
That's
so,
exactly it.
That's exactly it. And so this deck is really extremely powerful. It is goddesses who are of African descent from throughout the world. And the book has the rituals to do with the goddesses in the cards. Ritual is how we show our, how we deepen our spiritual practice, you know, and it's an exciting thing. And I think that the reason my ancestors wanted me to bring this forward at this time is because, you know, we enjoy, you know, we use the tools like Japanese feng shui or Hinduism
right.
and shamanism and yoga, and, you know, and they said, okay, bring forward this wisdom as well. And so that is what this gift is. And you can find the African Goddess Rising Cards and the book, African Goddess Initiation, all of it on my site, which is womanifesting.com. So like manifesting.com, womanifesting.com. On my Goddess Temple podcast, or you can come play with me at, I'm on social media at Abiola TV, where the TV stands for Transformation and Victory. And I'm also doing readings. I had stopped doing one-on-one readings for a long time, and then the ancestors again said, no, come on, daughter. This
Go
is
back.
What we're doing now.
I love this. I love
so they
this.
Talk, I move.
Okay, perfect. That's so beautiful. So, you know what, I mean, this deck is so, I found this so extraordinary. The idea in itself to bring all these goddesses, because, you know, Isis is just such a figure, you know, among goddesses through centuries. And I think the way you blend it, you know, and the significance, the power behind, is pretty remarkable. So I'm so glad. Now, if the people have, if they want to buy it, they can find this on Amazon. They can find it in bookstores.
Yes, absolutely. Amazon, wherever you buy books, the link for to get the cards from Amazon is tinyurl.com/goddessrisingdeck. So I'm going to say that again. So T-I-N-Y, tinyurl.com/goddessrisingdeck. tinyurl.com/goddessrisingdeck. Or if you just type in my name, Abiola, A-B like boy, I-O-L-A, Abiola, and cards in Amazon, it's going to come up. And the book and the deck are all there. Or
fabulous.
Through.
Do you have more decks other than this one?
Yes, I do. So Goddess Carmen, the first deck that I did, this is my fourth deck. The first deck is also African Goddesses. It was African Goddess. It's the African Goddess Affirmation cards. Then my second deck is Global Fertility Goddesses, and it's the Woman Manifesting
Fertility.
That's
so inspiring. I think all the women need to have that deck, for everybody. And you guys go ahead and buy those decks because they're extraordinary tools of empowerment. I always believe that decks are such an extraordinary way to reprogram the mind, you know, and give you the inspiration, the idea. These are tools to shift consciousness. They are so inspiring.
Yes, it's a personal development tool.
Yes, it helps exactly.
To communicate with your guides and ascended masters. It helps you to bring to light your shadow. So, for example, in this deck are seven shadow cards, because learning to see your shadow and integrating your shadow, learning to love is a key part of learning to love and accept yourself. You know, there's the stuff that we know, there's the stuff we don't know, and then there's the things we don't know that we don't know.
Right.
That is the shadow self. And so this deck in particular is a tool to help illuminate the shadow. And so my third deck, right before this deck, is a deck of self-love journaling cards. And all of those decks
that's
are
so phenomenal, too.
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's so extraordinary.
Thank you.
Brilliant. This is brilliant, my Abiola. This is brilliant. Do you mind if we go and take some calls?
Let's take some calls. I want to be
okay.
Your beautiful.
Well, you know what? Before we take the calls, my producer said we should take a 1 minute break because we have those two breaks during the show. So we'll take 30 seconds break, and then we go and talk to a lady from Delani from Los Angeles. That's you guys, and then Patty, and then Kim, and then Leilani. All of you guys, hold on the line. We'll be with you in a second.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Buckle my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back with my amazing guest tonight, Abiola. And we said, we promised we're going to take some calls. And let's see. I'm going to take a lady who I think is new to the show, Delani from Los Angeles. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank you so much for calling the show. I'm so excited to have you on. And I'm with Abiola. So you feel free to ask questions. And Abiola and myself will guide you through to give you the right answer.
Hello, Goddess Delani. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I first just want to say how inspiring it is to just be on the phone with you two lovely ladies. And I appreciate you having the opportunity for me to come on the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at you. Look how powerful you are that you manifested this. You're amazing.
We love you.
Thank you so much. I really resonated with the card you pulled earlier and the surrender message you had for us. I recently just moved to LA, and I've been really guarded about the content I'm putting out and my image. So hearing that surrender was just positive affirmation for me to continue to post and make content out here.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. My question today, I am an aspiring model, and I'm wondering if you see anything in my future, any future work or any opportunities coming up.
I see wonderful things, but I'm going to defer to Goddess Carmen first. Go ahead, please, Carmen.
Well, the Goddess Carmen says that you'll get did you sign with any a company to represent you?
I am signed with a company, but they're a smaller company in Indianapolis.
No, you signed with a different company. You're in Los Angeles right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's a new company you'll sign with, and this company has like a vowel, E or I, something like that, because I see there's a new representation in your case. And how does it sound for you to be playing in a movie?
That doesn't sound too far off, actually.
Okay, for some reason, I think that you might be invited to do something in a movie. I'm not saying you get a role or something, but probably something secondary, but that's going to inspire you. I have a feeling that in the years ahead, you're going to change a little bit the trajectory of your career in a more exciting way, probably in a more profound way, probably taking a different path that is associated with what you're trying to do. There's no accident where you are right now. I pick up on a name like John or Jack, somebody with this common name who seems to be very instrumental in helping you. I also have a sense that you might change a residence or change the area where you live, and that's also something happening for your own good. And from now on to March, from now on to the summer of the next year, get ready, because there's a lot going on from you. And you will connect with different people, and this is where this new representation comes in. I do feel there is a male energy helping you get all of that put together.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yes. If I could change the subject, I also have a new love interest, and I'm wondering if you see it going anything.
Is this somebody brunette, like more brownish hair?
Yeah, brown hair.
Brown hair. Very lovely, actually. He doesn't know exactly if he's ready for commitment. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do agree with you.
Okay, get my book, Committed, Finding Love Through the Seven Archetypes. It's a psychological book, but it's going to help you identify what kind of an archetype he is, so that you know who you are, who he is, and how to handle him emotionally, you know, to know how to to build something together, create that emotional intimacy. But I do think this is a challenge for you. I do believe this is going to work. And I have an idea that this should work in the next 4 or 5 months. You should see progress in this relationship. There's also something like a wound coming from the past. Do you agree also?
Mm-hmm. Someone coming from the past?
So, like I feel like you've been wounded in the past. There was something that didn't go right for you. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree.
So that kind of a pain, that trauma, that wound, that pain, I want you to release. Exactly like Abiola saying, you need to release those things. You need to, you know, so you resonated with what Abiola was saying, you know. You have to let that go. You have, you know. So that's where I think I'm going to let Abiola take it from here, because I feel like you need healing.
Yes, okay. And so that's so profound, Goddess Carmen, because the initial reading that I did for you is I pulled Goddess Atete, Mamlambo, and Seven Sisters. And when the three of them show up together, it is saying that there are, this is specifically on the career part of things, there is going to be a miracle opening. Like there's good stuff that is coming forward from you, but it requires you to be a little bit creative. Like, you're going to have to think outside of the box of the standard way going. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to require for you to really be creative, to put yourself out there, and that there is a lot of self-sabotage that is happening, that tends to happen, that has been happening with you. And so you need to, one of the things that may be helpful, I want to invite you to remember your own worthiness in the people that you're dealing with as you're going forward and embarking on this career. Instead of moving forward with the energy of, you know, that people are doing you a favor, move forward with the energy of how magnificently divine, like what an equal energy and exchange it is, that your talent is being brought forward, that you're bringing forward your beautiful talents, your beautiful voice, your beautiful face and being, and it's an equal exchange, instead of you feeling like, okay, well, they're doing me a favor. There's very much like that energy, or the energy of you, you know, kind of sabotaging yourself out of things. Does that make sense?
Right.
It does make sense.
It's so true. Yeah.
Yes. And then when it comes to the relationship part of it, I did this reading 3 times while we were talking, and it kept coming back to soul forgiveness, that there's something that you need to forgive and release. And I don't know if it is with this present partner or if it's something that is in the past, but you are very much still wrapped around, like energetically bound to someone, like wrapped up in this energy that you need to free yourself from through forgiveness, clearing it. If it is your partner that you're with now, in order to go forward rather than going forward with the feeling of, you know, whatever it is that's there, you know, clearing that energy, or if it's something that is in the past, clearing and releasing that so that your past isn't cheating you out of your future, whatever it is. Does that make sense? Like something that you need to release.
It definitely makes sense. I'm resonating a lot with what you're saying. I had an ex recently come back into my life, and I'm pretty sure that's what you're talking about, releasing that energy.
Yes, letting that energy go, letting that ex go, so that, and it's not, you know, it's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you kind of like on a hamster wheel, going around in a circle, going around, you know, to without you being able to move forward. And it's a part of this whole self-sabotage cycle. You know, you are good enough. Like, you are beautiful. We don't even see your face, but I know that you are beautiful. You are stunning. You're an amazing human being. And so the nature of the universe is beautiful forward movement. When we feel like we're stuck and stagnant, it's because we're the ones who keep changing things back to the same thing over and over and over again. And this is going to, things for you are going to be taking off. You're going to be having incredible success that we can't even fathom at this moment. And so for you, what you want to do is, again, coming to it with a sense of worthiness, knowing that you are worthy and deserving, that you are, you know, that this is who you are. This is who you were born to be. And anything or anyone that is a voice or a reflection that says that you are anything less than divine, anything less than special, your wonderful self, is not a voice that deserves a front seat in your big, bright, beautiful, shiny life.
How beautiful is this?
So beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yay. She's beautiful. Abiola is, oh my gosh, she's an angel. We're going to do a live on Facebook, so you guys, you have to watch us. Whenever Abiola has time, we'll do it. So you guys can join us and see both of us, but most likely Abiola, you know, talking about her amazing work. And I hope that this was a good answer for you, my lovely. And I hope that you can benefit from it. I continue to say you need that healing because there's some pain still there. And if you eliminate that, then you're going to be free. And I feel very good about your new partner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I could ask one last question, how do you guys suggest me releasing and moving forward?
I think you need to revisit the way go back to the when this was created. You know, you can never heal something if you don't go back to the way it happened. Go back there, you know, and forgiveness means you detach from that person and make peace with the experience and see this experience like for your own evolution. You know, you've been evolving through this, but try to mentally, you know, release this by forgiveness. Forgive is such a powerful tool to cut the cord, because if you keep this energy and keep the pain in the reactive mind, which is the subconscious mind, you can never heal. So you have to delete that information that stays within the memory of the soul. So by letting it go and forgiveness, you'll be able to finally not look back. You don't want to keep this memory alive. You need to delete this memory, and you'll be able to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. 1,000,000%. Everything that Goddess Carmen just said, you know, clearing this energy, going back to the source of when, think about, for example, whatever it is the that your ex makes you feel, go back to when is the first time that maybe a parent or a caretaker made you feel that? What was the original wound? Go back to that wound, forgive and release and clear it energetically from there. Clear it energetically from there. And with your ex, I'm getting very much, you know, the sense of just tell her that, like, you don't need to have a million conversations or closure or any of that. You need to heal the wound. Heal the wound, but that is the focus. That's the focus, and it's not even about your ex. It's about your healing, your liberation, your evolution.
True. Okay, my love. Thank you so much for calling the show, and let us know, and please buy Abiola's books and cards, because they are amazing. I love you, my sweetheart. Call anytime the show. I'm here for you. I'm going to go to Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim.
How are you?
Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm okay. So you are today with Abiola. So if you have questions for Abiola, feel free to ask her.
How are you guys? Thank you for taking my call.
We're glad you called.
Thank you. So I have two quick questions. So I was just wondering if I was going to eventually purchase the rental house that I'm living in right now. My landlord offered me a great deal. He's pulled back from it. I don't know if his daughter and wife is kind of trying to change his mind about the price, and he's not feeling well. I don't know how well he's doing. And I was just wondering my situation, because if she gets the house, she might just kick me out. So I'm kind of nervous about that, but I'd like to buy it to be my own landlord.
I personally see you buying the house. I don't know. Let's ask Abiola and let's ask the goddesses.
Yes. So I right away pulled the card of manifestation and the card of miracles, the goddess of manifestation and the goddess of miracles. So this for you, even though it may feel right now like it is very muddy, I see it working out. I see it working out. And so what I would say is continue to move forward with a positive energy and a positive vibration, getting all of your ducks in a row, all of the things that you would be doing, you know, planning around a positive outcome, that there is for you miracles and manifestation. It doesn't get more green light than that. Right, Goddess Carmen?
Yes.
Wow. Do you see possibly when this might happen? He said he's on his deathbed, and I don't know his situation, but it's his heart and breathing and all that. And
let me see. I'm feeling like whatever the situation is, it's going to seem like it's getting a little bit worse before it gets better. There is, you know, the energy of storms, the energy of, you know, that it could be a little bit chaotic, you know, and a little bit uncertain, but Stay the course. What are you thinking, Goddess Carmen?
I my opinion is in the next 6 weeks, something, matter of weeks, to be more specific.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Goddess Kim? And then I just pulled good juju. So yes, this is working out. This is working out for you. And again, if feels to you like, okay, there's a little bit of chaos or a little bit of, it is a matter, it is a soon matter. It is coming. Soon come is what we say in the Caribbean. Soon
right.
come.
Okay, this is
but just I pray that you, my love, Kim, you're not panicking and you're not scared, because fear is so debilitating. So I want you to stay calm, relax, and tell yourself, you know, I'm going to be fine.
I do. Gonna work. Worrying gets you nowhere.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I do feel you getting worried. Yeah.
Well, I was just curious because my boyfriend had told me that he would actually lend me the cash. And I thought maybe that scared the landlord away, because maybe he thought he's giving me a great deal because I've been here for 6 years and he's like a dad to me. But I was wondering, maybe he thought maybe he was selling someone else the house opposed to, you know,
he's
what I mean?
Not. No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't.
Good. 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 So my other quick question is, what about my job situation? I quit nannying like 2.5 months ago. The lady that I quit working for, like FaceTimed me, but hung up, never left me a message. I don't plan on going back there, but right now I'm housekeeping for 4 people and it's not what I want to do. And I'm trying to manifest one good job. And I interviewed with a doctor last week and I haven't heard back from her. I mean, do you see her calling me? Do you see me staying where I'm at?
I'm feeling like there is an even better opportunity for you. And I don't know if it's the opportunity with the doctor or something else, but I feel like from the cards that I'm pulling are all about like this goddess is level up, Queen Ya Santewa, level up, that there's something for you where, and maybe it's this job with the doctor, or maybe it's something else. There is an opening and there is something that is coming forward for you. There is right now a great opportunity that is coming forward for you. And so it could be this specific opportunity, but there's also around you a lot of energy of panic. There's a lot of frenetic energy, a lot of that kind of energy. And that energy, like Goddess Carmen was just saying, it blocks you. It blocks you. It doesn't allow you to be able to see or even enjoy when you have victories, because you're spending your whole time being in this chaotic, like, oh my God, is it going to work? Is it going to not work? Is it going to work? You know, and going back and forth in that energy, you know, instead of asking yourself different questions. What if it does work out? What if it is the perfect opportunity? Is this the one that is the perfect, you know, like moving forward in that kind of energy rather than the.
Yeah, I mean, I do question myself, because I've told people that I work for, and I just want to, I don't want to leave these 4 people and then all of a sudden be unhappy with this woman. And, I mean, she's paying me a lot more money than what I'm making with these four people, and I'm trying not to concentrate on the money, but because I know money does not bring happiness. But do you see my boyfriend trying to find me a job?
I see him finding a job, but I don't think it's through your boyfriend that you find your job.
Okay. Because he's been trying to help me, and he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's very good that he's trying to help you. I feel there's, or there might be still another opportunity other than him.
Do you think it's nannying still, like with childcare, or change a career?
No, change the career. That's what I feel. But let's ask Goddess Abiola. Let's see what she thinks.
It is absolutely changing a career. I think that it is, like, that's why I was getting the energy of leveling up or up-leveling. It's something else. Like, that you're ready for the next thing. You are ready for the next thing. Like, you have energetically mastered this. But you're ready for the next thing. It's definitely
so experience. Yeah. I'm not into cleaning homes. It's just not my thing.
And go get Abiola's cards, because if you buy the deck that Abiola created, this is so inspiring. Anytime you have a doubt, pick up a card, and the card will give you the psychological answer to what you are asking. And
I love it.
Yeah, please do this.
I'm going to do that. You know when I might manifest this new change of career?
What I'm seeing is that you need to think out of the box, you know? So it might be helpful to sit and brainstorm. Free writing is a beautiful way to connect with our inner guidance, our intuition, and our, you know, our ascended masters. But thinking out of the box, instead of holding yourself back and thinking, okay, well, I can only do this kind of thing, you know, seeing what the opportunities are and putting yourself out there, that this is the time. The time is right now is a very important time for you. It's right now. It's now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am ready, and I'm putting myself out there. Trust me, I'm ready and open-minded to take on anything, just something different than I'm doing now, and I don't want it anymore because COVID has killed all that.
I know.
With working
with my lovely Kim, we love you. Go get the cards. Thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank
and I'm going to
so
go
ladies.
To, I love you, to Patty in New York. Hi, Patty. Patty, can
Hello,
you hear
Carmen.
Me?
How are you?
Hi beautiful Patty. How are you, my love?
I'm not doing so well. That's why I'm calling you for advice.
You're here with Goddess Abiola. She will change. She will shift the energy. So just tell us what's going on.
So quickly, I work for a nonprofit organization in New York City, and I've worked there since 1998. So for the last 2 years, since March of 2020, I've been working remotely. I'm just a data entry person.
Right.
And my job could be done remotely. I don't need to be in the building to do my job.
Right.
So so when the pandemic happened, when the vaccines came in, my company receives partial funding from New York City. So New York City can see just one of the programs, right, we get funded. But New York City can demand with that funding certain criteria. Okay.
Right.
So it's called a city subcontractor. Okay.
Right.
So when our mayor has mandated that city workers either get vaccinated or get tested every week starting September 13th of this year. Last week, our mayor, our bleeping mayor, decides, no, all city workers have to be vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you will go on unpaid leave or you're going to get fired. Okay. So, so I'm a city subcontractor. So it says that city subcontractors have to either be tested every week, which I've been doing since September. I've been testing twice a week. And the reason I do is just in case, like today, we have a big rainstorm here in New York City. And I go to the free COVID mobile test sites in Queens. There's two places I could go to. It's no cost to me. So I always go twice a week just in case if I miss a day, so I'm always safe. Okay, so I go on unpaid leave if I go more than 7 days without being tested. So that's why I protect myself. Okay, so I got an email yesterday from HR saying that I have to be either vaccinated, I have to be vaccinated, but the way it's written is that if I get vaccinated before, if I receive one dose of one of the COVID vaccines before October 29th, I don't have to be tested every week. But if I get the vaccine after October 29th, I have to be tested every week until I'm fully vaccinated. But I went back and forth with my boss because even my boss read it and she doesn't understand what day they're talking about.
What is your question here, okay. Patty?
Do you see me being fired from my job or do you see me allowing
to... No, I don't see you being fired. This is very confused. This is a law's regulation, you know?
Right. And the thing is that... Right. It's just that the HR is not... What is after October 29th? October 29th after could mean November 1st. It could be Thanksgiving.
With all these rules, with nothing is clear here, you know?
Right.
There's a lot of uncertainty. So they cannot fire. I'm going to ask Goddess Abiola, but I personally don't see you being fired.
I don't see you being fired either. The mantra kept coming to me, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Like, I feel like, write that down, right. Put it in your mirror or next.
What I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is that I belong to a union because I have a union job. I get fired. I lose my medical insurance, and I'm going to have
to
apply for Medicaid.
You're not going to get fired. You're not going to lose your medical insurance. None of this. And I want you to get Abiola's cards because the cards will empower you. Because you live in fear. You know, when you live in scarcity, this is not a life to live. This is constantly, you know, traumatizing. And it's very wrong what they're doing because the message is not even clear what they want, you know, and I'm definitely, do you have a compromised immune system?
Yes, I have tachycardia. Ever since I had COVID, it became worse after COVID.
So you had COVID. I don't understand why you have to have a vaccine right away. First of all, when did you have COVID?
I had March 29th. And I still have antibodies.
So you have antibodies, so there's no need for a vaccine right now.
No, nope. Not in New York City. They will not accept it. As far as they're concerned, natural immunity is nothing.
Go to the doctor and even though I know you already have, get a letter just stating all
this. No, I can't. I tried today. My doctor says that New York City bans all doctors to issue a medical exemption for the COVID vaccine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Why I wrote a book about man-made laws versus universal laws. This is wrong. We're causing trouble to ourselves. But anyhow, that's why Abiola did the cards on goddesses, something that is the divine inspiration that goes beyond our limitation in what we create to ourselves, all this trouble that... But I personally, I can tell you on the radio... With Abiola, my witness, I don't see you being fired. I don't see you losing any of your rights.
So do you think I'll go on unpaid leave? Or you don't see that?
That's not going to happen either. No.
No. All right, because it does stay, well, like my boss was saying, what day after October, what day? Because everything is not clear. So hopefully, and I'll still get tested twice a week. I'm still going to get tested.
You'll be fine. Just hang in there a little bit. The regulation might change right away. And
yeah,
you will
guess
be
what?
Okay.
Next Tuesday, we're electing a new mayor.
That's it. Let's wait for the new mayor. Things will change.
He said he's going to get rid of the mandate. One of them is going to get rid of the mandate.
So here we go.
Here we go. So it's okay. Just breathe.
Stay calm.
Just breathe.
I love you. I love you. I'm going to go to Leilani. Leilani.
Bye.
Hi, Leilani.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love you. Leilani, can you hear me?
Hello, beautiful goddesses.
Hello, beautiful goddess Leilani.
Hi.
Yay.
So lovely to meet you, Abiola. I'm actually in Sedona, Arizona at the Vortex.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to be there next week. I will be
you
there.
You should call me. I'd love to take you out for tea.
Oh, I'll be speaking there next week. I don't have the information in front of me, but it should be at my site at womanifesting.com. November 4th, 5th, 6th, something like that. I'm speaking at a conference in Sedona. So please go ahead.
Wonderful.
Oh, Leilani, you're going to love Abiola. And Abiola, you're going to love Leilani. Two beautiful goddesses.
I just want to hug you, Abiola. I just want to hug you because I love that you've listened to your ancestors. And right. I've had to do the same as well and really step into kind of like a Dakini divine warrior goddess energy lately. Mm-hmm. For the past couple years, actually. And it's been powerful. And it's new for me because I've always avoided conflict. I was always the nice woman that just, I don't know, I guess I was just nice. But now I'm just have a different kind of more empowered goddess energy.
Yes.
My biggest question is, I left Colorado in April. I wanted to move to LA, Santa Monica specifically. The rent is super high. That's where I'm called to live. And now LA's mandating all this nonsense. And I'm not in that world. I'm not buying that world. I'm taking care of my immunity and my health. And so I'm wondering when I will go to, we're losing time.
Just pull a card for Leilani.
Yeah, pull a card.
Something
okay.
for her.
So I pulled the card to Tyra, who is the goddess of being brazen, being bold, that same Dakini energy that means sky dancer, skywalker.
I love it.
And so in your choices that you're going to make, Goddess Leilani, make courageous choices, brave choices, bold choices, dare to be in your feminine body. And move in that energy, courageous, bold, feminine, powerful energy. Whatever the choice is, make it boldly.